because it's nearing the end of the year, we want to bring back some of our favourite things from the year. Bring it back. Bring it back. Bring it back with Nathan Jimmy. And one of those things was the fact that there is always a fun parent, isn't there? There is always a fun parent. There's always the disciplinarian, and then there's always the fun parent who's a little bit loose, a little bit lackadaisical with looking after the kids, isn't there? When you're great.
100%.
Now, perfect timing for this as well.
Are you going to play the grab when it happened last time?
Yeah, let's play. This is what happened last time. I'll play this first, and then we'll come back to talk about it. So this is what happened last time. We asked 131060, who's the fun parent? Matt from Goodwood, are you a parent?
I am.
And Maddie, are you the fun one or are you the disciplinarian?
Well, I'm a bit of both. So Mum will do all the small stuff, but when the proverbial hits the fan, Dad comes out with a big punishment because the big deep voice generally makes them run.
Do you reckon you could just give us a bit of a taste of that, Matt? So let's just pretend that Nathan and I got into a bit of trouble. Mm. What would you say to us?
Say we've scratched your car, Matt. You told us not to play outside and we've scratched your car.
Jimmy, Nate. What did I tell you?
Oh, God, Dad, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. I still get shivers from that. Maddie
yeah,
from
nice.
Goodwood.
Memories. Now, you did say, I want to tell just a little bit of a story. So every day this week, Hobart, Nathan and I and producer Grace join us in the studio. We're just playing back. We're redoing some of the things we've done this year, just looking back on the year that was. Now, originally this morning, we were going to try and give away some copies of Nate's book.
Yeah, the autobiography, Nate, This Is Me.
Now, we've hit a few production issues. We're not sure if this is going to happen or not yet.
We forgot to ask.
Yeah, that was my bad. Sorry, everyone.
Grace forgot to call the publishing team.
Very hard to have books made when you forget to ask them, hey, can you make the books?
We realised that very early this morning. Anyway, then producer Grace came in, as a great producer that she is, and she goes, hey, guys, I forgot to do that. My apologies, but we're going to do something else. I'm just going to do Who's the Fun Parent on the show. Didn't she know? That was producer Grace's decision.
Yeah.
Now, what I didn't realise was producer Grace's parents are both in the studio with us now.
Now, was this done on purpose?
No, it wasn't done on purpose because this was going to be on the show tomorrow, I believe, and I just switched a few things around.
Right.
I didn't think about the fact that my parents would be here, but...
Because we're going to ask you who is the fun parent.
In front of my parents.
Why they sit behind you.
Absolutely.
And I just want you to know, when I said that, who's the fun parent, I want you to know, Grace, because you're staring at us, you can't see them behind you. Mm. They both went, nodded their heads.
Exactly. So are you going to be answering the question.
Yes.
I was about to say, you're comfortable answering the question. Don't care. Be asking you. They're sitting behind you right now out of Jace and Kate.
Okay. For starters, both of them are incredibly
funny. No clarification, mate. We've got to get
but
in the news.
I know that I'm way more likely to get in trouble from Mum than I am from Dad.
So you like your dad more.
Sorry,
what you're
Mum.
Saying.
No,
you
no. Like...
That's what you just said.
No,
that's not
I did
nice.
Not
Kate,
say that.
Kate, I'm so sorry.
Kate, do you agree with this?
Yeah, I know it.
Oh, that's good.
That's sad.
No, because
Kate,
Dad's
you can come
just...
stay with Jimmy and I.
Yeah.
And
if that's the way your daughter's going to treat you, Kate.
It's not nice, is it?
Jace is loving it.
All right, 131060, jump on the phones right now. Parents of Hobart, who's the fun parent? Is it you? Is it your partner? Or when you were a kid, who was the fun parent? Was it your mum or your dad?
Yeah,
and also,
is it 131060, you're a Jace or you're a Kate? Which one are you?
In every family, there's always a fun parent, which is the question we've asked. 131060, who's the fun parent? I know in my family, it was kind of evenly split, but Dad was always the fun one. Mum was the disciplinarian. Producer Grace, your parents are actually here in the studio right now, and you agree with pretty much the same thing?
Yeah, Dad's a bit of a pushover. So, he's a bit more fun.
Did you just say that?
He's a bit more fun.
Did you say that to make your mum feel a little bit better?
Yeah. I love both my parents, and I want it on the record, they're both great.
They're sitting behind you.
Yeah, and go back to the tapes when I did this last time. I said the same thing.
We played it to them during the, song. She's like, oh, those parents are mine.
Yeah, you ripped into them.
Yeah.
Said your dad was your favourite.
Yeah. I did not.
Nice to your mum.
Did
no
such
here.
Thing.
Anyway, Kate's staying with us. So.
She's not bad about it either, guys.
All right, Tam from Claremont. Hey, Tam, how are you?
Hi, good, guys. How are you going?
Good. Tam, are you a parent?
I am a parent to two children.
You are the parent. Okay. And now, are you the fun parent or are you the disciplinarian?
I'm the disciplinarian, yes.
Okay.
But I want to say about my parents.
Okay.
My dad was the fun one. He was the, I can remember we'd go to the show, the Hugh and show when we were old enough to go out on our own. And you'd get your money at the start of the day and Mum would be like, now that's it. Once you spent your money, you spent it. But you could always go and find Dad in the beer tent and be sure to get another lobster or two.
Now,
and he'd go, here you go, but don't tell your mother.
Tim, is that because your dad was a fun baron or he just had a few beers under the belt?
I'd say both.
Erin from Rugby. Erin, the fun parent. Are you a parent?
I am a parent, yes.
Now, are you the fun one or are you the disciplinarian, Erin?
I am definitely not the fun one.
You're not the fun one. Now, is this a role that you chose yourself or was it just that your partner decided to be the fun one and you felt like you need to be the disciplinarian?
He's just more chill than what I am.
Oh, okay. So what kind of things will he let the kids do?
He's more of a fort builder than what I am. Yeah. I like things to be where they're supposed to be.
Can I say, Erin, this is a problem one day when Nathan and I have kids. I'm going to have to raise Nate's children because you don't have a firm bone in your body.
That's fine. Mate, I'm 100% going to be the fun parent.
I'm going to be the cranky uncle. Uncle Jim has to come over.
Mate, I'll be at the bar handing out pineapples to everybody's kids.
Who needs $50?
Deborah from Newtown. Deb, wrap things up for us. Who's the fun parent?
Well, I was actually mum and dad because I raised my two children by myself. But I thought we were talking about Christmas, and I'm always the fun person at Christmas. And I send out multiple Christmas cards, and I'm lucky to get a handful back. And I'm thinking, well, people should just up the game at Christmas and start getting a bit more festive. Yes. And I start buying presents. Huh?
Get into them. I agree. People should be more festive.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you think, Deborah, people should send more cards? Is that the problem? You're sending them out. No one's sending cards anymore.
Yeah, well, everything's, emails and all this stuff. But I love getting a lovely festive card in the mail, and I'm sure people like receiving them, but they're just too lazy to send them.
Deb, so the question we should be asking is, scrap this fun parent rubbish, it should be 131060, do you send Christmas cards?
Well, yes, I do. Well, they're only 65 cents for a lovely Christmas stamp, and I think it's very cheery.
How long do you reckon it takes you to write one card, Deb?
Oh, well, 1 minute.
Yeah,
one
so minute. It's what, 65 cents, 1 minute of your time, and you're going to make someone's Christmas.
Yeah, well, I try to make as many people's Christmas happy as possible and send lots of gifts, and everyone's always happy to receive them, but some people are just a bit lazy.
Absolutely. Deb, if you had to write a Christmas card to me and Jimmy right now, what would it say?
Ho, 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 enjoy the festive season. And I'm sending a bit of cheer along the way.
Oh, Deb.
That was beautiful, Deb.
That's gorgeous. That's beautiful.
Unfortunately, Deb, we've run out of time. I can't send you one back.
Well, you know what? We got there. That's exactly where I wanted to get with Fun Parent Chat. It's it. Good morning.
Want more Jimmy and Nate? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.